7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
We start the week with community college talk and careers. What's going on, man?
Right. Some local community colleges are getting some well-deserved recognition for helping to train students for careers. So as part of something called the Strong Workforce Program, 2 years ago, California community colleges started investing $200 million a year for career training programs. There's certain metrics that come with this program to gauge how they're doing. They get gold, silver, and bronze stars for meeting criteria, including higher earnings after graduation, attainment of a living wage, and job placement figures. Fresno City College has done really well. They've won gold stars for their Fire Academy, for a radiology program, nursing, and respiratory care. They've won several more silver stars and nearly a dozen bronze stars. Reedley College has won silver stars for their ag plant science, mechanized ag, and welding programs, and a bunch of bronze stars on top of that. College of the Sequoias down in Visalia won gold for its physical therapy assistant program in nursing. West Hills College in Coalinga got gold for its psychiatric technician program, and West Hills Lemoore, its nursing program, won a gold star. Career technical education is a top goal for Fresno City College, and that's going to be reflected when they build their West Fresno campus, which could be open by the end of 2019, and they're going to have an expanded automotive technology program over there. And Madera Community College this week is going to open a new center for ag and technology this week, as I mentioned. So, you know, not every kid's going to go to a four-year university, so it's good to see that, you know, there's avenues for training for good, well-paying careers.
Yeah, that's really good news, Gabe. I enjoyed that story. Now we're going to hear more the DA's office. Are they ever going to get into that building downtown?
That's a really good question. So, yeah, we're talking about the Rowell building. The lease has been broken twice by the landlord, which is Lance Cashin & Co. They're trying to get a federal tax credit that would help renovate the building. There was a new lease on the Fresno County Supervisor's agenda this past Tuesday, but the item was delayed. But one interesting bit of information that the agenda revealed was that the 10-year lease was valued at $17 million, which is actually higher than the $15 million that the county originally signed on for, actually twice. So not sure for the reason for the increase, and county officials tell us that that figure is subject to change. So if you go to thebusinessjournal.com, we'll be sure to keep you updated. It's a story we've been following pretty closely for the last year, almost.
Always good stuff, Gabe. Those are two great stories to start the week. Now we feel like we can take on the early part of the week knowing all of the news that is business news here in Fresno and the Valley. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great week. And if you want more information on those stories and all stories that are business, why don't you pick up a copy of the Business Journal.